This is highlight 6 in the book of Hebrews, drawn from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, about Jesus, our pioneer. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Our main emphasis here is going to be on that word pioneer. But before we go there, here is another thought from this verse. Have you fully realized you are a brother or a sister of the Lord of creation? He is your elder brother. Wow! And triple wow! The word translated pioneer in the latest NIV, or author in the older one, is quite tricky to get the full meaning of. Authors write down something that has not been written before. Pioneers hack a new way through the jungle, where no one has been before. I like to think of the word pathfinder as a possible translation, although I can't find it in any version. A pathfinder is a member of a unit of the British Army whose dangerous job it is to go ahead of the main force, to identify where helicopters can land, to locate the enemy and where he can be best attacked. And those are just the things that Jesus did for us, with a bit of imagination. What Jesus did was exceedingly dangerous. He actually had to die doing it. When the Lord God created our world, he deliberately made it a chaotic place. It may seem strange to us, but earthquakes, tsunamis, thunderstorms, and so on are part of the very interesting place in which we live. Otherwise, it would be a very boring place. He also ensured that we would not all be perfect, living to a ripe old age without any aches and pains or diseases on the way. But neither of those sets of chaotic problems are the worst part of life on this earth. No, the worst part is what men and women do to other men and women. The sinfulness of humans is the source of all the worst things that can happen to us. As a result, suffering is a normal and almost essential part of our life experiences. Only in a comparatively few peaceful and quiet parts of the world can fortunate folk expect to live lives without suffering caused by humans. It was the great and amazing intention of the triune God that Jesus, the earthly embodiment of that Trinity, should be the pathfinder to force a way through the jungle of sinful humanity, to search out the enemy, Satan, and to die in doing so. In that victory, his true people became his brothers and sisters. So as the next verses say, both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. That's chapter 2 and verse 11. And since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil. Chapter 2 and verse 14.